Kunal's eyes, sharp as an eagle's, were used to studying an enemy's armor for chinks or a battle plan for flaws. But tonight, they rested on the sea. Across the water, the outline of the coast of Dharka looked as if it was etched into the night, a shadow of reality compared to the starkness of the rocky Johnson Cliffs below. Kunal longed to sketch it, capture the shades of moonlight. Chilly air tickled the stubble on his jaw as he sat, perched on the highest wall of the Red Fortress, with his curved longbow at his side. It had been many moons since he'd had a moment to close his eyes and feel the wind on his skin with such abandon. Terms for the ceasefire with the Darkans had been drawn up that morning, so watch duty was a formality today, but not one he was about to shirk. Kunal stared out into the sooty darkness, his eyes unfocused. No one would be out there on the abandoned battle lines either. The soldiers too busy celebrating the momentary peace with rice wine and games of dice. Except, there was movement. He was up in a flash, peering out over the curved bell of the ramparts window. A small figure weaved her way through the encampment on the western side of the fort with delicate steps. Moonlight highlighted her careful movements, the red sandstone of the fort creating an eerie glow around her. Her ivory-colored uttariya covered her head and shoulders, but Kunal caught a glimpse of her face under the shifting streams of light. He abandoned his warm corner of the wall. Kunal would have left the girl to find her way back to the harbor down below the cliff, but she was going the wrong way. In a quarter of an hour, the conch would be blown and soldiers would stream out of the west entrance for midnight exercises, drunk and in fighting moods. Though the war elephants wouldn't be out this late at night, it would still be chaos after tonight's celebrations. A lost girl could easily get underfoot as they practiced their chariot formations. He'd risk a whipping for abandoning his post, but Kunal's stomach turned at the thought of anything happening to a civilian during his watch. The girl disappeared under the towering shadow of the fort, and Kunal raced from his perch to catch up. He ran down the tower stairs, nearly overturning a camphor lamp hanging from the ceiling as he shot through the narrow corridors. He reached the tall stone arches at the bottom of the fort and turned the corner at the side entrance, steadying his hands before he opened the door. The foaming waves of the ocean crested and broke against the red cliffs that held up the south side of the fort. To his left, the lights of the traders' ships glimmered up the beach near the port. The girl stood farther down the path, to his right, close to the edge of the cliff. She looked up at the sky, moonlight cascading over her profile as she smiled. Her smile. It dragged an unwilling memory from the echoes of his mind, of a childhood friend with dancing eyes and a challenging smile that had often led him into trouble, a friend long dead. The memory ached in his chest, a remnant from an earlier life, a life where he didn't know four ways to kill a man quickly. He watched her from the shadows of the door. The ocean breeze held a chill, and the girl wrapped her light brown arms under the end of her uttariya, shivering. She was clad in a simple crimson sari with a thin gold border, the bolt of stiff silk thrown over one shoulder and held up with a gold waist sash. He glanced at her feet. No toe rings, which meant she was unmarried. No anklets or earrings or ornate gold jewelry at all to denote her status. She must be one of the newly arrived traders, as they always dressed simply to show no affiliation. Kunal felt himself relax at the realization, though he wondered why she was here. Most traders should be off to the harbor by this time in the evening. Was she lost? He revealed himself from the shadows, walking toward her. "You're not supposed to be here," he said, stopping a pace away from her. He saw her tense, clutching her uttariya tighter to her chest. Her eyes darted to his bronze armor, to the gold cuffs he wore at his wrists, indicating he was a soldier. Kunal noticed the look and pulled back, swallowing his sharp tone. Of course she'd be frightened after he had said it like that. Only a few days ago, the commander of the cavalry had thrown a trader in irons for arguing with a fort captain.